And he said, well, one thing is, he goes, I like to look at their briefcase. I want to see how they have their briefcase put together. He said, it should be a large briefcase, and it should be well organized. And their trunk. He said, those are two things that are really important to him. Now, here's a guy, he probably had 1,000 sales guys reporting to him all over the world. And he was, and I feel the same way. You need a system. And I think today, you guys are a lot better off than we were years ago. Because now, you know, with these smartphones and stuff like that, it's easy to keep track of stuff. You know, and you can search, you know, do I have CNMG 432s? You can put your inventory into something like this and keep track of it. And, you know, you have more tools to do your job. So if you have a trunk, you ought to know everything that's in a trunk. The only way to do it is you have to inventory it. You got to make an inventory. You got brochures, you got to count them, inventory them. When you give them away, you got to get three more to replace them or whatever. So when you get down to a certain level of stuff in your trunk, it'll affect your call. You go out and make a drive to San Diego from Orange County. You're talking 90 miles. You get down here, and you have a meeting, and there's six guys in the meeting, and you got four brochures. You got to keep an inventory of everything you have in your car. Now, last night, I heard the first time I've ever heard this, and it was Joe that was telling me. He brings the inserts. Him and Mike were talking about taking the inserts out of the car so they're not cold, which is totally amazing to me. Of course, I was in California, so we didn't have to worry about it. But over here, and he was saying, Joe was saying it was like 30 below where he was. So if you leave the inserts in the car at 30 below and then you bring them in, stick them into a furnace, it's probably going to thermally crack them or something. So, you know, keeping them warm makes some sense. So that's another thing to think about, that all these things add up to make you look more professional. And what do you know? You are more professional. It's just one more thing. So let us continue. Oh, is it noon? Oh, okay. All right. Let me take a look and see where we are here. Okay. Thank you. Down at the bottom of page 19, I want to point out this box, the material that's in these two statements. Please, if you could just bear with me one second. At the bottom of page 19, never, ever say or agree to anything bad about your company. And that includes your boss. That includes the people in Detroit. That includes your peers in the field, your distributors. There is no advantage to saying anything bad about anybody that works for Seiko, Carboy, Sweden, anybody. Just no advantage to ever. And the same goes for competitors. Now, if you go to an account, you're never going to say anything good about a competitor either. So if you go to an account and say, oh, yeah, we use all Kennametal. That does not require a response. You're not going to say, you're using Kennametal on that. That's a loser for you every time. So that's it. They tell you they're using that, fine. You'd never want to endorse a competitor ever. So they say, oh, yeah, we use this car in this job because we find this car to be really fantastic. Oh, yeah, yeah, most other companies use that for, you know, use this car for that too. Why would you say that? Just don't say a thing. And they may say to you, we used to buy from you guys, but your deliveries are horrible. Yeah, our deliveries are horrible. You're right. No. If you can refute it, then you refute it. You know, well, gee, you know, they tell me in Detroit, we're not taking a direct attack at the customer. We're saying, well, geez, what I've heard is that we're delivering 98% off the shelf. One thing about Seiko is they could always deliver the stuff. That was a good thing. And from what I understand, it's still that way. So, any rate, keep those in mind. Never say anything bad about your company or anybody that works for your company, and don't get into a discussion of competitors ever. And if somebody says, who else makes this stuff? You say, well, let me go back and look it up. I'll see if I can find somebody, and I'll look for a list, and I'll send you a list. You're never going to tell them who else buys stuff. You know, like, oh, you can get it. Unless it's like a really good customer, and you were screwing them because can't deliver it. And in that case, you know, then you could help them find an alternate supplier to help them really seriously there. But generally, we're not going to tell them that. Okay, are there any comments or questions or anything on anything we've covered so far?
Oh, it was hilarious.
All right, well, we've made it through the first part, so I appreciate that. And your courtesy and attention, I really appreciate that, too. I'm having a lot of fun being here with you guys, and I hope that you are, too, as well. And if you're not, remember that I'm responsible for the diplomas around here. So, no. You're certainly welcome to give me some comments or whatever as we go along.
Yeah. How long did you work for Carboy?
a long time, the most of my career. When I started out with GE, I was on the executive development program, and I transferred all around the country with GE for 3 years. I came off the program here in Detroit so I could go to Michigan State's executive MBA program, which I did. And that's how I ended up going to work for Carbolite. That was back in 1970. So probably some of you weren't even born in 1970. Is that right, Brian, or what? Yeah. So there you go. So I was with them a long time.
When was the last time you were on the road as a salesman for Carbolite or Seco or whatever you want to call it?
I am always on the road for Seco. Always. It is a never-ending experience for me. Always. So I'm always on the road. I'm always dealing with customers. I'm always promoting Seco and Carbolite products in every place I go.
You're not employed by Seco.
No.
You don't get a Seco paycheck anymore.
Well, I actually do because I have accepted a retirement pension from both General Electric and Seco. Yeah, so I am on the payroll to that extent.